From KMXT and Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes. More than $130 million in federal relief money is headed to Alaska communities impacted by more than a dozen fishery disasters between 2018 and 2021. That's according to an announcement on May 5th by Alaska's Department of Fish and Game. The funds were approved by Congress and allocated by the U.S. Department of Commerce. But that's just a portion of the money lost by the state's fishing communities. Carla Bush is a program manager with Fish and Game.
You know, across the board here, it looks like compared to the estimated losses from these disasters, the funding that was provided makes up about 60 to 70% of those losses.
Bush says the department hopes to publish a preliminary spending plan for the money next month. 14 fisheries in Alaska were approved as disasters by the U.S. Secretary of Commerce back in January. Those included salmon fisheries from the Yukon River to Prince William Sound, and the Eastern Bering Sea Tanner Crab Fishery. Gulf of Alaska's 2020 cod fishery also received a disaster designation. That was the year most of the fishery disasters occurred.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard-accepted, hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Fish and Game held a listening session on Wednesday, May 11th, for public input on how the latest disaster money should be spent, specifically how it should be divvied up and to who. But the moderator noted that the money, though allocated, would not be coming right away.
In the past, it's taken at least a year or more from the time that the funds are announced until the process of developing the plan and getting all the approvals for that money before it can be distributed out.
Then she stated the guiding principles that would guide the distribution of the funding.
I'll read the guiding principles here. They state that the funds are intended to assist fishery participants harmed by the fishery disaster, to improve fishery information used to assess and forecast future fishery performance, and to develop management approaches that mitigate the impacts of future fishery disasters that cannot be prevented.
Among the most devastating of the fishery disasters are those occurring in the salmon fisheries of the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers. Those stakeholders spoke first.
Yeah, my name is Michael Williams, the chief of the Akiak Native Community on the Kuskokwim River, 20 miles above Bethel. And I'm also the chairman of the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, consisting of 33 tribes on the Kuskokwim River. We would like to recommend that there be increased research involving the 33 villages on the Kuskokwim River, and that we make sure that all of the factors are researched in why the salmon are not returning as they used in the past. We also would like to have individual households to receive some assistance because we have not met our subsistence needs for the last 10 years. It has been very difficult to have shortages on our salmon. on the Kuskokwim River, the Chinook and the Chum. The Chum crashed last year, and we are bracing for another season of restrictions.
Statewide support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by Satellite Technical Services, authorized distributor for the ACR Bivy Stick, a small two-way satellite communicator. Dealers can be found at satellitewest.com or by calling 206-321-6896.
Yeah, I'm Stephen Maxey. I'm with the Pasquet Tribal Council, and I'm also with the Yukon Kuskokwim Regional Tribal Government. It has been hard on the people of both rivers, on the Yukon and Kuskokwim. Disaster money should go directly to the people, to the individual people that live in the region that are affected. We don't need all this money or part of the money going to the nonprofits. The nonprofits eat up the money. The study groups eat up the money. We are too studied enough. If we were studied, you know, you guys would have known why we have disasters every year.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, in recognition of the fishing industry, which provides over 58,000 Alaskan jobs from a renewable source.
Next, we have Cheryl Hickson.
I 100% agree with the last two speakers that the local people on the Kuskokwim and the Yukon are devastated by these fishery closures, and they definitely need to have some sort of monetary assistance directly to the folks that need it the most. But I'm with the Yambik River Lodge, and I'm here to speak on the sport fishing industry that has been affected by the closures as well. We've been in operation since on the Yukon since, or off of the Yukon on the Yambik River since the mid 80s. And our family has owned and operated the lodge since 1996. And, you know, I believe most people understand how prolific the sports fishing industry is to all businesses in Alaska, and which in turn, you know, helps everybody. It has the highest return rate of any tourism and hospitality business in Alaska. People come from all over the country and all over the world year after year, for decades, to enjoy the pristine wilderness and the outstanding sport fishing that our area offers. When they do that, they spend millions and millions of dollars, not only at the lodges, but as they travel throughout the state. They spend their vacation money on hotels, restaurants, airlines, cars, stores, tourism activities, purchasing native crafts. But over the last several years, our business has been devastated by the Chum, King, and Coho fishery closures. This devastation is going to last for many years into the future because our customers no longer have the confidence that they'll be able to have the fishing opportunities that they've enjoyed in the past. Our family, as other family-run business, sport fishing businesses in the YK region, are losing our ability to make a living. As you decide how to allocate the disaster funds, the business losses and increased debt loads of lodges and support businesses need to be included in these calculations.
First of all, my name is Bill Hollister. I'm from the Trinity of St. Mary's. And I also sit on the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association as a co-chair. And I also serve on the Mid-Lower Yukon Advisor Committee. And I would like to, you know, say that on the Lower Yukon, I'm down in District Y2. And that's about 120 miles from the mouth of the Yukon River. And for the last couple of years, we had complete closures on our subsistence. The money should be distributed to the local, to the subsistence users. Because we had complete closures on both our chum and Chinook salmon on the Lower Yukon River. And I think that was the whole Yukon River. And then this is really hurting our communities on the river, both financially and culturally. But all that money that's coming in, or whatever money's coming in, should be distributed to the individual families that are affected. For they're the ones that are hurting, you know. We haven't tasted their fish for the last couple seasons. And this is just devastating.
Don Guinzi, good morning. My name is Darcy Peter. I'm Quaycon and Gwich'in Athabascan from Beaver, Alaska, up in the upper middle Yukon. When it comes to subsistence fishing, we are definitely the ones who are feeling the impacts the most. Being from the most heavily regulated district, I can say that I haven't tasted salmon in about 3-4 years. I understand the businesses are taking a big hit, and I understand that tourism's going down and COVID's a thing and business is tight. But I mean, like I said, I haven't tasted, you know, salmon in 4 or 5 years. So I think that's something to note. If people in the state of Alaska aren't tasting salmon, then I don't see how people from out of state should be tasting our salmon either.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. For more information, call 1-907-235-4966 or online at alaskaboat.com.
We'll be taking this initial input on the spend plans through the middle of June. And those comments can be emailed to dfg.com.fisheriesdisasters@alaska.gov.
Thanks this week to KMXT's Kirsten Dobroth.